We're starting a Daf Yud Gimel and Brachos. We've got five lines down. Hini Oseh Chadosh Ata Tisma. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, I'm going to do something brand new that it's going to sprout out right now. This refers to the War of Gog and Magog. This is going to be something new. It's going to make you forget everything that happened before. The War of Gog, the King of Magog against Klai. So Mashal Ma'adav, you know what this is like. La'adam Shayim Ha'alavit, or like a guy who was walking the road of Pagavos, even he met up with some type of a wolf. Nitzim, when he was saved from it, he kept telling people about what happened when he met up with the wolf. Pagaval read, then he met up with a lion. And it's only when he was saved from a sapo of my sari, and then he was telling people, he's like, oh my gosh, now I was saved from a lion. He forgot about the wolf. He meets up with a huge snake and he got saved from it. He forgets about both of them. Then he goes on and he talks about the mice of the Nachash. Because what's going to happen in the end, it's going to make you forget what happened in the beginning. It doesn't mean that you can't think of Kadosh Baruch with the gula that we had from Mitzrayim, etc., but it means that the gula in the future is going to be so much greater. Says the Gemara after the two das, Avram, who Avraham. Originally was just the father of Aram in that area. In the end, he became the father of the entire world. Sarai, he Sarah. Betchilinas Sarai Lumasa. Originally, she was just a small little officer in charge of her nation. Lepasovnas Sarai Lacholom Akula, and then she became the leader of the entire world. After the Judah's Tani Bar Kapara, Bar Kapara says, "This is the Talmud of Rabbi Huda Nasi." But Kolakore Avraham, Avram. Anybody who calls Avraham the name Avram without the hay, over Baz he's over an attestation of a Hashem Chavram. Your name is Avraham. Rabbi Eliezer Omer over Belav, he's actually over an Alav Shem Velikra Udis Shem Chavram. You should no longer call your name Avram. Let me ask Kori Lo Sarah Sarai Halchinami. Wait a second. If you call Sarah Sarai, is that going to be the exact same thing? You're over on a lav. If you call it the wrong name, also Kuchibrichu Amel Avram over there. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, "Sorry, Yishalotik Veshma Sorry. Don't call her name Sorry. Ki Sara Shema. Rather, Sara is her name. So therefore, there's nothing wrong. It's just that Avram should call him that way. Let me ask Kori Yaakov Yaakov Hachinami. If you call Yaakov the name Yaakov, is that going to be a problem? Shani Yasum the Hadar Adre Kro. No, because the pasuk itself brings back the word Yaakov. Tekhsiv Yomer Lakim Yisrael. Hashem said to Yisrael in Maros Alayla in the beginning of Parak Mem Vav. In the vision of the night, Yomer Yaakov Yaakov. Maser Reviyos Barav Yitim Reviyos Barzvida. Ato Hashem Lakim Hashem Vachatu Avram. How could Anshe Knesset Gedola say you are Hashem Lakim that chose Avram? How could they say that it's Avraham? Amal Hashem Navi Yudu Kamasadol Shachad Rechomai to have a Kara. Over there, the Navi is trying to say over the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did originally in calling him Avram, what he did taking him out of that area, so that's the reason why it's okay. Hajj Lach Meimah says, the end of the first parak, amazing. Now we're starting the second parak. HaYakorah B'Torah V'Higiyaz Man HaMikra, right, if he was reading the Torah and he got to the time of Kuzman Kriyash, Ma'inki B'Limud Yata, if he had Kavana, then he's going to be Yotzev, Prakim Shom Minyakov Nameshiv. So here's the deal. There are two different parts of Shema. There's Beina Prakim, which means in between the first bracha of Yotzor and Avarab, in between Avarab and Shema, in between Shema, well, V'ahavta, at the end of V'ahavta and V'hayim Shema, in between V'hayim Shema and Vayomer, right? Some say Vayomer and Yatsiv. So we say Beprakim, Beina Prakim, Shom Minekavu Meshiv. You could ask if somebody is honorable, and you can answer if somebody is honorable of Emtsa, but if you're in the middle of Shema, in the middle of the Pesukim, Shom Minekavu, you can only say hello to somebody, right? Say Shalom Aleichem to somebody out of fear, Umeshiv, but you could answer seemingly to anybody. Divra Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Rabbi Yehuda says, Be'emta, Shomineh, Yom Meshiv, Ne'akavu. No. If you're in the middle, you can say Shalom Aleichem, right, because of fear. You could answer Bim Ne'akavod, right, seemingly the same thing as Rameir's, we'll get to that. Uve Prakim, Bim Prakim, Shalom Ne'akavod, Meshiv, Shalom Lecholadam. You could say Shalom Aleichem out of honor to somebody. You could answer to absolutely anyone. We're going to see what the difference between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda is in the Gemara. Elohim, Bim Prakim. Here are the five Bim Prakims, Bim Brachim, Lishon, Lishon, between Yotzor and Avarab, Bim Shin, Lishma, between Avarab and Shma, Bim Shma, the Vahim Shma, between Shma, Navi, Shma, Bim Hayim Shma, Vayomer, and Bim Yom Lem Ziyativ. Rabbi Yehuda, Bim Yom Ziyativ, Zoyatik. Rabbi Yehuda says between Vayomer and Ziyativ, you shouldn't be. So you shouldn't make that separation, so don't do anything there, and we hold that way. Why is Shema before Vahim Shema? So you can accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven, and then you can accept upon yourself the yoke of mitzvos, because Shema Yisrael is all about accepting that yoke of heaven. Vahim Shema Tishmua Mitzvah Sai is about all mitzvah. Vahim Shema Levi Omer, Shema Yishmua Noeg Ben Biyom Belaylo, Vahim Shema is both about the day and the night. Vahim Shema Noeg Ben Biyom Belaylo, because it's talking about tzitzis, and therefore it's only really applicable during the day, so therefore it comes last. Shema Yina says, the Gemara mitzvah sirchus kavano. Sounds like you gotta have kavana because that's in kivin libo yotze. If you have kavana, you're gonna be yotze. Mayim kivin libo likros. No, the Gemara says, you know what kivin libo means? It doesn't mean to have kavana straight up. It says kavana to read likros al kakari. What do you mean read? Of course you're reading. You're reading bekor lahagya. You're reading in order to correct. So you're not really reading. You're just reading in order to correct something. That's not good enough. Says the Judah, Tzon Rav on Kriyashma, Kiksav Divrei Meir. Kriyashma should be read exactly as it is written, right? Where you have to do every word exactly as is, Divrei Rebbe, so it's got to be in Hebrew, etc. Racham Yomrei Macholoshon, the Chum say it could be in any language. Well, my time at Rebbe, why does Rebbe say it's got to be in Hebrew? Rav Hayu, if you have asked any who, it should be. It should be exactly as that. Rabbanah, my time, what was Rabbanah's reasoning? Amar Kra, Shema, Macholoshon, Shat Hashmea. Shema should be in every language that a person hears, so it could be in any language you want. Rebbe, Namai, Ksiv Shema. What does Rebbe do with the word Shema? Homi, Boyla, Shema, Lazakhma, Shadam, Lizmi, Pihu. We need it. So that you hear the ears that we say with your mouth. You're not allowed to just whisper it in a way that you can't hear it. You have to hear the words of Shema itself. The Rabbanah hold that, like the Mandiyamah that says, that if you don't hear it with your ears, you're still going to be Yotze. It's always a good idea to say it out loud. You're always going to remember it better. Says the Gemara two lines down in the big lines. What about the Rabbanah? It says, you're not allowed to read it out of order. You can't read any of the parshios out of order. Where does Rabbi know that you can't read the parshios out of order? The extra hay over the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah don't darshan an extra hay. That the extra hay doesn't mean anything to them. Says the Gemara, it must be the Rebbe holds that the rest of the Torah is said in any language. Right? If you're going to say that the rest of the Torah has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh, meaning any other chiyuv that you have from the Torah has to be done in Hebrew, why would I need to specifically say v'hayu by kriyashma? What would I have thought? Right? Because everything has to be in Hebrew. Why would Shema be any different? So it's rech. Says the Gemara, it's needed. We should receive Shema. Since says the word Shema, Shema seems to say that you could do it in any language. Therefore, we need v'hayu to say no, even Shema, like everything else, has to be done in Hebrew. Maybe it's a Rabbanan called to go to Lashon HaKadosh Namra. Sounds like the Rabbanan hold that the entire Torah has to be said in Lashon HaKadosh. If you would have thought that the rest of the Torah could be done in any language, anything else that you need, then why does the Pasuk say Shema? What would be the point of saying Shema? We already know that everything has to be said in any language, so we say Yitzrach, Mishim, Yosef, Vahayu. No, it's needed, because it says the word Vahayu. You would have thought that that means that Shema has to be done in Hebrew. No, Shema is just like everything else, and it could be said in any language. Okay, so that's the idea. So no rias either way. Two dots, two lines over the bottom of Tan Rabbanan. We have a bright. Of Hayu Shlo Yigalam Afreya, of Hayu tells me that you can't read out of order. Hadvarim Alavacha, and then it says Hadvarim upon your heart. Yochte Kol Parsha Kulis Yichavana. It sounds like the entire parsha needs Kavana. You got to do the entire first parak entirely. Tamalomar Ha'ila Adkatsu Kavana become Elachin Tzur Kavana. Up until here, you need Kavana, but from then on, you don't need any Kavana. So it's up until there, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Up until those words, seemingly Hadvarim Alavacha, you need to have Kavana, but not any further than that, you don't have to do the entire first parak. Rabbi Kiva says, "How are you all there? Asher Anochem Savacha Yom Alavacha." Nope, I command you today on your heart. Mikana Tamalomar Kol Parsha Kulis Yichavana. Exactly. That the entire parsha needs kavana. I'm Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah Rabbi Kiva. That looks like Rabbi Kiva. The entire parsha, the entire first parak of Shema needs kavana. Ikan Maslaha. Some people say it's the following. Tanya, Kori Shema Tzor Shechavnas Libo. Somebody reads Shema needs to have kavana. Rabbi Yachan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kivin Shkivin Libo. Parak Rishon Shuvin Orish Shuvin Nazarach. So Rabbi Yachan quotes Rabbi Yehuda that once you have kavana in the first parak, you don't need it anymore. And Rabbi Yehuda is a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, so it makes sense that Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree with Rabbi Kiva. I'm Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah Rabbi Yachan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. And it's really the exact same thing because Rabbi Yehuda is possible. Like his Rebbe Kiva, you got to have Kavanah during the entire first parak. Tani Yidach says another brother, Vahayu, Shal Yikrul Mefera. Vahayu means you can't read it out of order. Alu Vavecha, what does Alu Vavecha teach me? Rebbe Zutra Amar Ad Kan Mitzis Kavanah, Mikan Melech Mitzis Kriya. Up until the words Alu Vavecha, you need to have Kavanah. Right, that's what he says. But from that point on, right, you just need to have the mitzvah of kriya itself. So Rabbi Zutra seems to say, like our first opinion that we had over here, the first opinion was Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus. So Rabbi Zutra seems to say the exact same way. So we still have only two opinions. Rabbi Yosha Matkam is kriya. Mikamilah mitzvah kavana. Up until you have the mitzvah of reading, but from then on you have the mitzvah of kavana. The mitzvah of kavana starts from Aula Vavacha. That's a third opinion. So he said, wait, Maishal Mikamilah mitzvah kriya. What's that mean? That from then on you need to have the mitzvah of kriya. Because there's Ladabrabam, all you need to do is speak them out, but you don't have to go Kavanah. But later on it also says Yudibartabam. So I don't understand how much do you need with Kriya. If the first part is Kriya, then the rest of it. Here's what it means. Up until there is the mitzvah of Kavanah and Kriya. Mikamilo mitzvah Kriya below Kavanah. From then on, you can read without Kavanah. You don't need to have Kavanah for the rest of it. So we say, wait, Maishra Akam is Kavanah Vikriya. Just if Aulav Avecha, that tells you Kavanah, Vidibartabam. Right? And then there's Kriya. Hasanami Yoksiv Aulav Avchem, Lidabrabam. Aulav Avchem tells you you should have Kriya, Lidabrabam, by the second paragraph, is to have the mitzvah of Kriya. So you need Kavanah and Kriya by both. And we buy look at Rabbi Yitzchak. No, we need that for Rabbi Yitzchak. Don't remember some temis to Rayela. Because it says the word, you should put my words, these words next to your heart, Aulav Avchem. So therefore, you got to have the tefillin connected to life. So Aulav Avchem is already used for that. that you got to have the tefillin right next to the heart. That's the tefillin shel yad. So therefore, we don't have Alul Avchem open to be able to tell you they need to have kavanah in the second paragraph. So they only kavanah in the first paragraph. So that explains Rabbi Zutra's opinion as well as the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's the idea behind it. But Amar, let's go back for a second because we have that third opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia Amar Kamis is Kriya Mikami Eloch Mitzvah Kavanah. Maisha Mikami Eloch Mitzvah Kavanah. I don't understand why up until now it's Mitzvah Kavanah Mishnah Alul Avchem because it says Alul Avchem in the second paragraph. But in the first paragraph it says Alul Avchem. Alchikamar Ad Kamis is Kriya Kavanah. Up until that those words you need Kriya Vekavanah Mikami Eloch Kavanah Bel Kriya. You need Kavanah, but you don't need to read it. You just have to concentrate on it, but you don't do anything else. So we say, wait, what? Till Maisha Ad Kamis is Kriya Vekavanah. What's the reason why you only have the Mitzvah of Kriya Kavanah up until Mitzvah Alul Avchem? It says, so you got to have Kriya all the way through. We say, means you have to spend the rest of your day learning Torah, but not necessarily saying Shema. Teach your kids Torah to such a point where they're going to be learning all day long. That's what is referring to. So really the mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yoshia, is to say Kriya Shema, you have Kavana and Kriya up until the end of the first paragraph. And the second paragraph where it says, right, it's just, you need to have Kavana, but you don't have to have Kriya. So if you don't say it entirely correct, it seems you're going to be okay, according to Rabbi Yoshia. That's the third opinion. And now we have our fourth opinion. Tanu Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanah Zolivdiv Rameir. Rameir says, up until there, that's what you need Kavanah for the first paragraph. And the Mishnah Berurah Etan, Amar Rav Halacha Rameir, Rava says, the Halacha is like Rameir. And the Mishnah Berurah Etan, not just Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, but also Baruch Shem Kavanah Zolim Ad. You need to have Kavanah for both of those, and those are perfectly fine. Okay, now we're three lines down in the middle lines. Tanya, we learned in our Brisa Sumchus Omer. Sumchus, the great Talmud of Rameir, says, "Kol Amarach Be'echad Marich L'Yom V'Shnos." If anybody who's Marich in the word Echad, we lengthen his days and his years. Omer Bachar Yaakov V'Dalid. You have to lengthen the Dalid itself. Now, with our Dalid, the way that we pronounce it with a duh sound, there's no way to do that properly because it's going to sound like you have a Nakuda under the Dalid, and there isn't. There is no Nakuda under there. If it's a thuh sound, like some say, then it would make sense. Echoth. Right, would go on for a little bit, and you could be marach in that. But since it's a dalit, it's very, very hard to do. So this is not a suggestion. It's not a suggestion to do this because you're going to mess up, and you're going to do it with a shva or a kamat underneath it. Amar Ravashi, the Ravashi is bashal yachtof beches. But you got to be careful also when you're doing the dalit that you don't, you're not machtif beches. You don't do that quickly, and you don't say it wrong as well. It's got to be with a komats, right? And you don't want to make a chataf patach or anything like that. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yosef Kavod Rechiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was sitting in front of Rechiya Bar Abba Chazid Abba Marach Tuva. He was Marach and Shema for a long, long time. And Elokim Yitam and Lichtin Lamala Lamata Larba Luchos Shemaim Sulu Tzrichas. Once you make a Kadosh Baruch Hu king above and below and in all four sides, you don't have to worry about anything else. You don't have to continue after Hashem Elokim and Hashem Echad. You should be perfectly fine. Two dots. Amar Nasa Mar Ukva Amar Rav Yehuda. Alavecha Be'amida Alavavecha Tzalkedai. So we say Alavecha. The words Alavecha you should do standing up. It was alavecha zogetayt. What you think alavecha should be done standing up? Alayma ad alavecha be'amida. Until alavecha, you should be standing up. Mikami lechlo. From then on, you don't. And we say that amida doesn't literally mean standing up, but it means you should have concentration. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Kol Parsha Kula be'amida. The entire parsha, the entire first paragraph, should be done be'amida. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tanya Dam Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan Lachur Re'achem Misham Misham Rabbi Yehuda. Right, the Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva that said the entire first paragraph. So right now we're saying that Rav Yehuda is paskining like our original opinion. Of Rabbi Eliezer, and then we have Rabbi Yochanan, who we paskin like that he paskin like Rabbi Yaakov Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, and also Rabbi Kiva that it's got to be that first paragraph. Tan Rabbanan, but again we already paskin like Rameir. Rava said the halachas like Rameir. Tan Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad Kriya Shoshu Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda used to do. He used to do the first line of Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad and Baruch Shem Kavod Olam. I know the Rav Lachia. Rav said to Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia was the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rav was a younger Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Lo chazinu le Rabbi de Makabel of Malchus Shemaim. I never saw Rabbi being Makabel of Malchus Shemaim during his year. I'm like Bar Pachti, smart one. B'shoshem Avri Yadav Alpanov. At the time when you see his hand go in front of his Makabel of Malchus Shemaim, that's when he's Makabel of Malchus Shemaim. Chozur going no chozur going. Wait. Does he finish it later or not? Bar Kapara Omer Eino Chozur Gamra. Bar Kapara, the great Talmud of Rebbe, said he never finishes it. Rishim Rebbe Omer, but the son of Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon, says Chozur Gamra. Yes, he did finish it later on. Later on, he did the rest of Shema. Amalav Gadol Rishim Rebbe Bishul Nididi Amina Eino Chozur Gamra. Listen, according to me, it makes sense because I say he didn't finish it later. Hanu Mahadu Rebbe Yeshmai Tadis by Yitzias Tzarim. That's the reason why Rebbe would always try to add on something about Yitzias Tzarim in the middle of Shir to try to mention Yitzias Tzarim because he's not going to repeat it later. Lidichah, but according to you, to Marta Chozur Gamra, right? You're saying that he goes and he finishes it later. Why would he go and say something about Yetzias Yisrael? So the answer is Yetzias Yisrael Bismana, in order to mention Yetzias Yisrael in the proper time. So therefore, he did that then, and then later on he would repeat it later. That's what Rishon Rebbe said. So we don't know what Rebbe did, but it seems that way. Rebbe lived Rebbe Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Rav. So Rebbe Ila, the son of Rebbe Shmuel Bar Marta, says the name of Rav. Amar Shmai Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad V'Nevus Mishina Yalta. Let's say a person says Shmai Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad, and then he has an ones and he falls asleep. Yalta, he's totally Yalta. Amar Lebrenachon Ledar Ravde. Nachon said to Daru his servant, but Pesuk kama tzaron, pain me during the first pasuk, tvei lo titzaron. But more than that, you don't have to worry about it. Don't pain me whatsoever. I'm a little Yosef, Rav Yosef b'Rei Rava, avu chechava, tell me what your dad used to do, Rabba. What would Rabba do? That's what Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef, the son of Rabba. I'm a psuka kama hava kama tzaron afshe. For the first pasuk, he was mitzaron himself, tvei lo hava mitzaron afshe. More than that, he wouldn't be mitzaron himself, which is interesting over here. Which means that at the end of the day, it seems that this is how we paskin. Because number one, we have Rav Meir saying that, and Rava says the halacha is like Rav Meir. Then afterward, we have Rav saying that. Rav saying your Yotze right after that. Rav Nachman told his servant that. Rabba used to do that, and Rav Yosef didn't argue. So it seems pretty clear, and Rabbi Yudanasi as well. Rabbi Yudanasi did that. Rav, Rav Chia seemed to agree with that. So it seems that everybody holds that the first line is what you need to have their concentration on. According to the Mishnah Berurah, again, that's with Baruch Shem Kavon Solen, that's that. It says, Gemara, Rav Yosef, practically equal Kriya Shema. While you're lying in your back or lying in your stomach, you shouldn't read Kriya Shema. Mikro to Lulikra, Mikna Shapardam, you wait a second, you shouldn't read Kriya Shema that way, but you're allowed to lie down that way? Rabbi Shum and Levi lied among the Bakarina Park, and Rabbi Shum and Levi said, cursed people to lie down that way because it would cause Shekhla Zerah Levatala, or Mikna Kim. Listen, when you sleep, turn to the side, then you're fine. Mikra avakav matzli nami yasser, but reading Kriya Shema that way, even though you turn to your side, is going to be also Rabbi Yochanan matzli lekari. Wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan did that. Shiny Rabbi Yochanan ba'al balser, but Rabbi Yochanan was huge, and because he was huge, he couldn't. It wasn't easy for him to sit up straight or do whatever. Therefore, it was mutter for him to do. Two dots, brachim shol, etc. Meishim achmas mai. When we say meishim, that he's allowed to answer what? Yilamini akavod. If you're going to say that he would answer for kavod, hashem ishal shol adurimi boy. Hold on a second. He's allowed to say hello to somebody out of kavod. Of course, he can. Answer, why do you even need to mention that? Wait a second. And it must be that he's allowed to say hello to somebody out of honor, and he's allowed to answer somebody, anybody who says hello to him. But look at the Seifa. In the middle of Shema, you're allowed to say hello to somebody out of fear, and you can answer. Again, what are you answering? You're going to say you're answering out of fear. You already said that you could say hello to somebody out of fear. Then, of course, you can answer. Then it must be out of honor. Then Rebbe and Rebbe Yudah are saying the exact same thing as we said in the Mishnah. It doesn't seem like there's any difference whatsoever. Because Rabbi Yudah himself says, in the middle of Shema, you say hello out of fear, and you answer out of honor. You say hello out of honor, and you can answer to anybody. So we say, so what's the difference between that and Rameir? So you're right. There's something missing. Read it like this. You say hello to somebody out of honor, and I don't even need to tell you that you could answer. That's for sure. And in the middle of Shema, you could say hello to somebody out of Yira. I don't even need to tell you that you can answer to Rameir, but you're not allowed to do it out of Kavod. And Rabbi Yudah, no. In the middle, you could say hello out of fear, and you could be makel to answer even out of Kavod. You could say hello out of honor, and you could even answer to anybody. If you're reading Shema and you meet up with a Rebbe or somebody's greater than Beprakim, Shol Minei Kavod, during Ben Aprakim, you could say hello out of Kavod. I don't even need to tell you. Rameir says, I don't even need to tell you about Yira. Rabbi Yudah, so it seems exactly as we just said, that's how you understand the Mishnah. That Braisa explains exactly that. We are in Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. What about 7 lines down on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph?